This show is brought to you by Black Umbrellas, developing Africa's black businesses together.
Thank you so much for joining me here today on Tux FM, your favorite campus radio station, also the most awarded campus radio station in South Africa. Today you are listening to, you're indeed listening to Lennox Wasara, and I am speaking to Mulondi Ndulana, who is a chief executive officer of a wonderful company called Valuable Consulting. Now, Mulondi completed BCom in accounting at the University of Johannesburg. He's also got a BCom honors CTA from UNISA, and also he's got the right accreditations that you would need, such as the general tax practitioner. He's also registered as a general tax practitioner. He's also accredited with South African Institute for Business Accountants, as well as the South African Institute of Tax Professionals. So certainly a gentleman who's got a lot of experience in that space. Mulondi, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. You've done a lot of accreditations. You've done all the background work for you to be running this business. Tell me more about your business, Valuable Consulting.
Valuable Consulting is a financial services firm that has registered in 2017. We offer a wide range of services, but we specialize in accounting, tax, auditing, and secretarial services. So our clients are your individual, small to large businesses, government entities, NPOs, schools, you name it.
Wow, sounds like more of a service offering that you're targeting perhaps businesses, I imagine, in the market, or individuals?
So it's everyone, it's individuals. You can imagine everyone at some point, be it a government entity, an individual, a small business, would, you know, come across some sort of tax filing that they need to do, or maybe some sort of financial consulting services that they would need to do. So we cover almost everyone, if you can put it that way.
Why did you start this business?
In the early stages of, you know, my studying, I came across a lot of people that would sort of struggle with compliance issues. So I came across a lot of small business owners that would miss opportunities or simply just run out of business due to some sort of compliance issues in their business. For example, people who go out of business because they owe SARS or maybe some labor disputes. So I decided that I'd want to focus on just ensuring that no business has to close down their doors because of lack of knowledge of what they need to be compliant with. So that's when I met up with my partner and we decided that we were going to start this firm and mainly focus on just educating entrepreneurs and business owners on how and what they would need in order to keep their businesses compliant, whether with international financial reporting standards, SARS, or any other regulatory bodies that their industries are supposed to adhere to.
Yeah, that's certainly a good niche that you focused on, a good opportunity you've identified and you've certainly followed. And in following that opportunity, you have not been alone. You've had Black Umbrellas part of this journey. Where did you hear about Black Umbrellas and why did you decide to, you know, trust them with your business?
In the initial stages of our business, we sat down with our friends and we told them what we were starting. So fortunately, one of them was working for a company that was incubated by Black Umbrellas. So they sort of told us a success story of their employer. And then we decided, okay, if those guys did this great under this program, let's give it a try. So we approached Black Umbrellas, gave them our business plan. They went through it and, yeah, they gave us an opportunity to be part of the program.
Wow. And that opportunity seamlessly, of course, being valuable to you in many ways.
I'm
wondering that assistance and that value that Black Umbrellas brings to you. What is it?
I mean, before we went into the program, it was just me and my partner working from a small apartment in Centurion. You can imagine how how dreamy our business plan must have been. We had targets that were impossible in there. We had visions that were not really, I wouldn't say they don't make sense, but we were just a bit far from reality. So what Black Umbrellas did for us in the very first stages of us being the program, they helped us understand our business and relook at our business plan. But something that I value a lot about what they also did for us was to put us in an environment where we're surrounded by other young entrepreneurs that were looking to grow their businesses. So being in that space changed our mindset a lot. We started looking at ourselves as a prominent business than just a hand-to-mouth type of business. The trainings they took us to, they trained us in marketing, they trained us in basic business management skills.
Yeah.
So that came in handy in us just growing from like just being from a corporate world into running our own business.
That is true, because you know there's a lot of technicalities that a lot of startups sort of neglect in the process. Now, if somebody's running a business now and they're thinking, look, this sounds very interesting, what is your advice to other startups, other young people who would like to get into business, but sometimes don't have the know-how or feel the nerves, you know, a lot of different emotions that you feel when you're trying to take that leap of faith. What is your advice for such people?
I would advise anyone that's starting a business now to look at opportunities to get support. What I've realized is that many of us like to look at our businesses as the best thing out there, and you don't want anyone to give you any outside input. But there's a lot of value that comes with getting a second opinion or just having someone overlook your business on a regular basis. So I would advise that you find an incubator or just any sort of mentorship or support from organizations such as Black Umbrellas. But other than that, if you're looking for support, we also can assist in terms of getting you compliant, making sure you understand what happens after you register a business. What do you need to do in terms of your, you know, your SaaS returns, in terms of your company's tax regulations and your accounting standard regulations. So we can also contact us for that too.
Thanks for that. I'm sure people appreciate that. Where can they contact you specifically for that?
So you can simply go to our social media pages. We are on Facebook as Valuable Consulting, Twitter as Valuable Consulting, or you can email us on info@valuableconsulting.co.za. Site is up and running. It's valuableconsulting.co.za. If you'd like to walk in, maybe post all this lockdown and COVID regulations, we are on 1226 Francis Bard Street, Cape Town Junction. That's where our offices are.
There you have it. On Twitter, on Facebook, I have a website as well as an email address. So certainly we can get in touch with them. They're doing a lot of work. Now, I wouldn't do justice if I didn't ask you this question. You've done well from starting this business to growing it to what it is today. So well done on the hard work. It's certainly not an easy journey, but it's only getting brighter and brighter, I imagine. What can we expect in the next couple of years from Valuable Consulting?
So what we're looking to do in the next couple of years is to just reach a broader scale. We're looking to be effective in more provinces, just to keep the same spirit that we kept running in Gauteng. Right now, we've set a footprint in Northwest, so we're looking to go in the first 2 or 3 years, we should be in 3 more provinces. But however, there are a lot of things that we're working on behind closed doors. Interesting online self-service business advisory, and you know, I won't say much on that, but we're looking to bring in platforms that will make it easier for small business owners and entrepreneurs to understand basic compliance, basic accounting, and tax for entrepreneurs.
Yeah, that's certainly true. Now, before I let you go, any final thoughts to young people listening that are thinking about getting into business?
Just to highlight on something that I've already mentioned, if you are starting a business or thinking of starting a business, I would urge you to just keep your eyes on the target. Do not let anything or anyone make you think otherwise. Keep your eyes on what the end goal is, and you should be able to succeed.
Thank you so much for that, and thank you for joining me today. I certainly do appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for being
incredible. That's Mulondi Ntulana. He is a chief executive officer currently at Valuable Consulting, a business that's certainly helping a lot of businesses to comply with the necessary requirements to operate a business. Sometimes that area is often neglected, and ensuring that's in check and making sure that those protocols are certainly fulfilled is important. Thank you for joining me here on Tax FM.
Black Umbrellas, developing Africa's future black businesses together.